As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, January the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, small town America, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out again this morning, as we love to do, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Again, going back and covering much of what we covered yesterday and expanding from that, the 40th World Economic Forum, Davos, is in progress now. Precious metals continue their decline. We'll talk about that in our market report. We'll talk about the history of law and various readings from the philosophy of law and other textbooks and sources. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Wednesday. Again, Thursday. What is it? Wednesday? No. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. ABC, thumb, index, middle ring. I don't know what day of the week it is. I'll have to check in a moment. Anyway, for today, we're live. Active trading, New York City. I've got it written twice in different places here. Completely brain farmed me. All right. Gold is down this morning $5.20 at $1,091.60. I will figure out what day it is before long. Silver, let's see. Yesterday was got to be Tuesday. Let's see. Yesterday was Tuesday. Today's got to be Wednesday. I got it wrong on my other piece of paper here. Again, gold was down $5.20 at $1,091.60 an ounce. Silver off 24 cents at $16.53. Platinum losing $14, trades at $1,519. And palladium off 8 at $417 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,089.50 for a low, $1,140 for a high, $1,100.40 for a high. We're going to get it straightened out here. I know it's just the coffee. I'm sure of it. At $1,091.60, your gold is up $234.50. For a 27.38% return on your investment year to year. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,094.75. We got that one right. $1,094.75. We're trading $3 and change below it right now. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 3 at 10,194. The NASDAQ was off 7 at 2204, and the S&P was down 5 at 1092. We'll be right back, and I'll try and figure out what day it is.
Uh, Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
40 Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. Yes, indeed. And in fact, it is Wednesday, January the 27th, 2010. This is our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our first hour today. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Go back and close out this market report for today. We review one more time. Gold was down $5.20 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is moving up again, though. Not a whole lot of action, but plunging up and down and up and down as it seesaws around. Gold down $5.20 as of 9 o'clock at $1,091.60 an ounce. Silver off 24 cents at $16.53 an ounce. Platinum off $14 at $1,519 an ounce. And palladium off $8 at $4.17. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,089.50 for a low, $1,100.40 for a high. We're looking at about a $10 spread there. But at $1,091.60, your gold is up year-to-year, $234.50 for a 27.38% return on your investment in the noble metal. Again, yesterday was pretty steady day. A closing day was pretty much flat across the board, but the Dow Jones closed off 3 at 10,194. The NASDAQ was off 7 at 2204, and the S&P was off 5 at 1,092. Crude oil this morning up 4 cents at $74.75, a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, Bob Chapman said that by October the 1st of 2009, we should see a 71.18 USDX. Well, never got there, Bob. But today, this morning, down 0.07 or 7 basis points, it's trading well above that 71.18, certainly way above the 65. But that's what it is with forecasting. It's trading this morning at 78.45. We don't make predictions here. We just tell it the way it is. This is the no-spin zone, but that U.S. dollar index rolls over into the Forex, the foreign exchange rates, and we find the Canadian dollar this morning trading at 94 cents U.S., down 19 basis points. The Mexican peso in our little basket of North American currencies here, the Mexican peso loses 45 basis points, yet still clawing and dragging, hanging on at 8 cents U.S. Fill up your pockets at 8 cents a piece on pesos. The euro this morning, despite all of the activity happening in Davos, the euro down 20 basis points, trade still at $1.41 U.S. The British pound moves up 44 basis points, nothing to get excited about, but it's trading at $1.62. And that Swiss franc in Davos, Switzerland today, the Swiss franc, you could be changing in your U.S. dollars at 96 cents a pop. The Swiss franc moving down 18 basis points. The bond market this morning, our bonded indebtedness, the treasuries, if you will, running at 2 year is running at 0.84%, the 10 year at 3.60, the 30 year at 4.53. The mortgage markets this morning continuing this reversal, minor little reversal here, but we do see a downward move in both the 15 year and the 30 year fixed mortgage this morning. Again, the 15 year mortgage is down from 4.59 a month ago today, running at 4.56, and the 30 year moves down from 5.28 to 5.06, a little bit of easing there in the mortgage market, letting a little bit more credit slip out of the bag. That's how they do it, you know. They pull the credit back, increase the amount of credit, blah, blah, blah. Booms and busts, it's all created by the Federal Reserve Banking System and the global monetary masters. This is an interesting article, at least it was interesting to me. Certainly spend most of the morning so far looking at news, looking for news, and reading new news, and looking at all of that stuff. But most of it was videos coming out of Davos, a lot of interviews. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening over there. You might punch it into your browser, weforum.org, WeForum, the World Economic Forum, being held in Davos, Switzerland. Lots of information going on over there. It's amazing how many of them speak English, how many of these English and European bankster gangsters all speak English so very, very well. So they don't have to have interpreters. It's not like watching a United Nations production at all. All right, continuing. This was an article that I pulled down off of the LA Times, of all places, about Joseph Farah. Some of you know who he is, WorldNet Daily. Well, here's an article. Joseph Farah found his calling in Obama bashing. Obama bashing. A lot of people like to bash Obama. But definitely Joseph Farah has found a meal ticket here, not to mention his ticket to wealth. The article continues. The founder of WorldNet Daily says his revenue is headed towards $10 million annually, thanks to articles and merchandise that makes even fellow conservatives cringe. So I don't know how much money you are paid for writing and contributing to WorldNet Daily, but you're certainly increasing Joseph Farah's bottom line, $10 million annually. I wonder if we could get him to make a donation to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. This article by Peter Walston and Faye Fior out of the LA Times, New News, reporting from Washington, Virginia, sipping coffee in a strip mall. Joseph Farah looks like something out of a spy novel, suave, mysterious, bushy black mustache. He's surprisingly relaxed, considering he believes his life is in danger because of his occupation. Sounds like the Bullhorn Boy, doesn't it? He runs a must-read website for anyone who hates Barack Obama. Hates Barack Obama. Peter Walston, Faye Fior, writing this article. Once a little-known Los Angeles newspaper editor, Joseph Farah has become a leading impresario of America's disaffected right. If you like, you're the disaffected right listeners, serving up a mix of reporting and wild speculation to an audience eager to think the worst of the president. Wild speculation. Minister, Obamacare kills African American babies. Sign at homeless camp. Welcome to Obamaville. The headlines holler at worldnetdaily.com, an online tabloid that relentlessly skewers the administration and its every move. The topic it pursues with tireless zeal, though, is the claim that Obama, was born not in Honolulu, but in Africa, and is therefore ineligible to be president. Farah has used his widely followed website to launch an electronic petition demanding proof of Obama's birthplace, a national billboard campaign, where's the birth certificate, and more than 400 articles suggesting America's first black president might not be a natural-born citizen. If Farah believes Obama is bad for the country, the president has been indisputably good for Farah. Makes big money out of it, I guess. WorldNet Daily's unique visitors nearly doubled to 2 million a month after Obama took office. WorldNet Daily's unique visitors. Are you, my listeners, unique listeners this morning? I think you're a little bit unique, more sense than many. Farah says his traffic is at least twice that, citing private data from Google Analytics, a traffic counting service. Well, we'll pick it up right there and spend another few minutes on this article about Joseph Farah, World at Daily. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
Returned once again, looking at this article off of the out of the L.A. Times this morning. Peter Walston and Thayer Fuhr writing about Joseph Farah finding his calling in Obama bashing. Anyway, rather interesting. Revenue for Joseph Farah and his WorldNet Daily is on track to hit $10 million annually, Farah says. That figure could not, however, be independently verified. His success comes in no small part from the storehouse of birther T-shirts, books, DVDs, and postcards for sale in his virtual superstore. Lots of websites out there with their virtual superstore selling magic creams and potions and old bullhorns and all kinds of things. WorldNet Daily's book division publishes titles from high-profile conservatives, such as the former Representative Tom Tancredo of Colorado. Of course, Tom Tancredo probably has never read the United Nations documents on immigration and naturalization and those sorts of things, migration. But he made quite a bit of money, I guess, selling books. A leader in the anti-illegal immigration movement and former Florida Secretary of State Catherine Harris, whose role in George W. Bush's disputed 2000 presidential victory made her a conservative heroine. No, not the stuff you mainline, the she's a heroine, like a novelist. Anyway, perhaps one of Farah's greatest assets is the WorldNet Daily mailing list, recently rented by the Republican National Committee for a fundraising appeal. Have you all of a sudden started to receive fundraising appeals from the Republican Party because you have logged in and are a logger honor of WorldNet Daily? He rents your list. He rents your name. Some Republicans wish Farah would abandon the birther issue, fearing his works makes the entire conservative movement seem wacky. The fever swamps can be a very profitable market, said John Henke. Henke, H-E-N-K-E. A Republican strategist who, through his blog, thenextright.com, has called on GOP groups to boycott Farah's website and mailing list. Quote, there is a business model in that, but it doesn't make good politics. Fox News commentator Glenn Beck, a pull-no-punches critic, who once lumped Obama and Hitler in the same sentence, called the continuing citizenship crusade the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Glenn Beck has heard a lot of dumb things he doesn't understand, unfortunately, predicting earlier this month that it would backfire, in quote, in a dream come true for the president. Farah, for his part, said Beck often used WorldNet Daily scoops without attribution, something a Beck spokesman denied. In other words, Glenn Beck goes up on WorldNet Daily and pulls articles off and information off and then fails to credit the authors. I don't do that on this broadcast. Even if I'm not quoting an author, if I'm quoting another talk host and I'm using their material, I'll tell you who I'm talking about. We all learn from someone, but we should give credit where credit is due. Farah has won fans in unexpected corners. In a 2008 testimonial, quote, why a liberal Jewish feminist likes WorldNet Daily, close quote. Boy, doesn't that cover the whole gamut? A liberal Jewish feminist. Interesting. In a 2008 testimonial, college journalism instructor Donna Halper praised Farah's, quote, interesting and honest writing and his reluctance to, quote, blindly follow the party line, close quote. She makes the site required reading for her students at Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. But Halper was puzzled by Farah's dogged quest for documentation of Obama's birth certificate, which she considers so documented and so proven. Jewish teacher here, Donna Halper, liberal Jewish feminist, teach at Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, considers Obama's birth to be so documented and so proven. What is she really teaching her children there? What's she teaching her students? I guess maybe she's taking the right pill. I really wonder how much of what is in WorldNet Daily is just let's be provocative, she said. Well, there's probably a certain amount of that. I don't visit the site, so I don't know. Let's be provocative. The site has the feel of a scandal sheet. Quote, companies get even gayer as U.S. economy plummets, close quote. And an infomercial, quote, how to hide your guns from criminals, close quote. Faith and survival are regular themes. There are tips on how to grow a crisis garden and tallies of 2009's worst attacks on Christianity, close quote. Farah, 55 years old, is an evangelical Christian whose politics would be called conservative by any measure, but he resents the label, noting that he is devoted to muckraking journalism no matter which party is in charge, and likes to think of himself as a lone wolf in a pack of complacent reporters, particularly where Obama is concerned. Quote, I'm going to go where I feel I've got to go as a newsman to uncover the truth, close quote, he said, nursing his iced coffee. The secretive Farah declined to meet at his home or office, but agreed to sit down at a Starbucks in Northern Virginia as long as the name of the town wasn't given. If you'd like to send mail to me this morning, folks, you can do that. My name is William Roberts. You can mail letters to me at Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, small town American. I could walk to that post office from my home. Like my email address as well. How about my shoe size? But apparently, Farah is a little bit more secretive than that. Just because one newsman or one news agency decides to pursue a story that nobody believes doesn't mean we're fringe, he said. Quote, when Woodward and Bernstein started pushing Watergate, had no one else gotten on the story, Woodward and Bernstein would probably be viewed today as some kind of fringe characters. Maybe I'll dive for that book and we'll cover that on the other side of this break. Farah, Joseph Farah, was born in Paterson, New Jersey, grew up in a middle-class home with parents of Syrian and Lebanese descent. His father was a teacher. Farah studied communications at a local university, then honed his skills as a newsman working from one end of California to the other. The liberal-leaning Herald Examiner, an irreverent competitor to the Los Angeles Times, was an improbable launchpad for a man who would go on to make his fortune, giving voice to conservative fury. Back then, Farah was executive news editor, and about the only thing that agitated him was being interrupted while watching Miami Vice, his colleagues recollect. Well, that off of the L.A. Times. Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, $10 million man. Very interesting. This is off of Bloomberg. Market consensus before the announcement today, this morning. More news, of course, later today. Timmy Geithner will speak again, and then this evening, of course, Barry the Usurper will speak, and so there should be considerable turmoil in markets nationally and internationally. Every time they speak, the markets plunge. New home sales plunged 11% in November, to a 355,000 annual rate. And to make matters worse, supply rose to 7.9 months from 7.2 months in October. In other words, we've got about 8 months of houses built and not a buyer in sight. Well, to come on the other side of this break, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, finishing out this market report for this morning, and we'll go into some other material. But again, we find that new home sales plunged 11% in November to a 355,000 annual rate. And then it continues, prices appear to be leveling as the median price was up 3.8% in the latest month to $217,400 per home, not for a whole street full of homes, per home, for a marginal year-on-year decline of only 1.9%, so only down about 2%. However, the price numbers are affected by shifts in the composition of homes sold, such as the share in the high end versus the share in the low end. The off and on tax credits for home buyers has created volatility in recent sales numbers, and we could see a movement in either direction in December. First, The November decline may have been due to a front-loading of sales ahead of the first decline for getting the tax credit, and there may be a rebound in December, but the December housing market index, NHJB, fell back slightly, indicating that sales may remain weak. Of course, the news out of Davos today, lots of discussion going there. We'll go back to that in a moment. Joseph Farah's article here is considering himself to be a lone wolf, a muckraker, and invoking the names of Woodward and Bernstein caused me to, or at least triggered in my mind, a little pamphlet that I got from my mother's estate out of her library. This little pamphlet was published by the Mother Jones magazine. Perhaps some of you remember Mother Jones. And the title of this brochure pamphlet is Raising Hell. Raising Hell. A Citizen's Guide to the Fine Art of Investigating, the Center for Investigating Reporting, Investigative Reporting, which, of course, is how Mr. Farah makes his $10 million annual wage, income, profit, proceeds. Certainly nothing wrong with making a profit. Some of us do this because we are very, very concerned that the United States of America is going into such decline it may never recover. Others are seeking financial remuneration. So, anyway, different strokes for different folks. But this is rather interesting. I'll just get it started out. Here's an introduction. He says, I'm not going to tell you, the muck starts here, I'm not going to tell you who I am, the caller shouted angrily through the phone. I'm a farmer out here. I don't support everything you guys are doing, but you better look into this. These guys are coming in buying farmland, and they're willing to pay 30% more than the market value. It's going to raise up my taxes and force me out of business. I want you guys to do something about this. Now, friends, I can tell you that I receive phone calls like that myself. As the New Zealanders come in and buy up dairy lands around here, I do hear from the farmers in this area that know that I have a little bit of an outreach. And I do get phone calls kind of like that myself. Listening to this tirade, the introduction begins or continues. In the spring of 1977 was George Ballas, a founder and organizer of the National Land for People, NLP, had been formed in 1974 by a group of activist farmers in the Westlands District of California to demand the federal government enforce the 160-acre provision of the Lands Reclamation Act. NLP's goal is to protect small farmers against the financial greed of wealthy individual investors and large corporate interests that speculate in and monopolize California farmland. Such calls were of extreme interest to George Ballas, but the caller was hesitant to give Ballas much information. Armed solely with the name of one investor given by the caller, Ballas went to the county recorder's office for the Westlands area and looked up the investor's name. The records showed that one land deal was completed and another was in the process, although a further study revealed that neither were sales. Control of the land was being transferred through the deed of trust, not a land deed. A deed of trust. Do you have a deed of trust on your property? Not a land deed. Because law limits use of federal water to farmers with small land holdings, large investors and owners use the deed of trust, which leaves ownership in the hands of the small landowner, but effective control of the land in the hand of whoever holds the deed of trust as a means to get around the water law. That might be important to those of you that are interested in property rights issues. Ballas wrote down the names of the corporations who were acquiring the deeds of trust and the amount of acreage they were purchasing in their scheme to avoid the federal water laws. NLP published the information in their own newspaper, made it available to other reporters in the state. While the Bureau of Reclamation has said they can't take any action because the old owners still legally control the land, NLP has filed an official complaint with the Department of the Interior. We've been raising hell around that one for a while, Ballas reports. Well, raising hell has been a trademark for the effective NLP since it was founded. Several months prior to the phone calls concerning the deeds of trust, Ballas had received another mysterious call from an anonymous farmer about a $100 million investment fund, including foreign money, to buy California farmland. The only hard information the caller gave was the investment fund's name. There was no information on the fund in the county recorder's office this time. because no land or deeds had yet changed hands. Ballas guessed that since the investment fund might be a corporation, the California Department of Corporations might have a file on this firm. He guessed right. During a visit to the department's office a few days later in San Francisco, Ballas located and copied the company's sample prospectus that revealed the company was limiting its sales of stock to investors worth at least $4 million and willing to invest $1 million in the fund. Anonymity was promised to all investors. The corporation's department file also contained the names of the six principals behind the fund, the names of various legal entities involved, and the name of a company created for the fund as a tax dodge. All we had to do was quote from the prospectus, Ballas explains. NLP assembled the information, drew up a chart describing the operation, and called a press conference to denounce the secret $1 million club. Shortly thereafter, the State Assembly Agricultural Committee held a hearing on the fund, and within a few months, the Department of Corporations announced the fund had withdrawn its offer to buy land in California. While testifying to the value of public records in NLP's work, Ballas pointed out the need to do some long-range investigation of all these offerings and corporations so that some kind of legislation could be proposed. Until that happens, he explains, these funds will just keep being reincarnated in a different form. You might think of things like the Sierra Club or the World Wildlife Fund here. In the meantime, Ballas exalts about the NLP's investigative abilities. We've demonstrated over the years that when we say something, we know what we're talking about. I mean, we have the goods. We always have things pretty cold. Knowing the facts is essential to educating and organizing citizens so they can participate in the decision-making that affects their lives. Citizens have a right to know the facts, but this right is useless unless they also have the knowledge of how to obtain them. While investigative reporting has publicized the importance of exposing secrecy, few newspapers, magazines, or radio and television stations investigate, and many avoid the expense or have a financial stake in keeping facts hidden. This guide is an introduction to how and where you can use libraries, public records for facts about individuals, government corporations, and the ownership of property. You'll want to check many other records, books, publications, and people not mentioned here. They are all ballast to balance the secrecy of power with the public's right to know the truth. And so starts this little pamphlet titled Raising Hell, published by Mother Jones Magazine, a guide to the fine art of investigation. And certainly there's lots of fine investigation up on WorldNet Daily. It's not all just a bunch of whack jobs and wing nuts, even if Glenn Beck does get his radio fodder there. But there's other people, too. Joe McCarthy is mentioned in this. But here's Woodward and Bernstein, their photographs. And there's a little sidebar underneath it. These two cubs, quote-unquote cubs, both very young men here in these photographs at this time, these two cubs who brought down the most powerful and corrupt cabal in American history are an inspiration to a new generation of investigative reporters. When we talk about investigative reporting, a lot of what you find on this broadcast and on this network and on others are along that line and in that venue. Some are less so, some more so. But the idea of true investigative reporting, where you go in and check out the facts and you just report on the facts and you kind of pretty much put your personality aside in the process so that you, the listeners, have the opportunity to hear something and make up your own mind on it. Just kind of, I didn't really plan to go that direction, but this is an interesting little pamphlet. I wish there was some way I could just digitize it and drop it in a chat room or put it up on a website. But this is basically the model that was followed by Joseph Farah when he set forth and created the multimillion-dollar WorldNetDaily.com. We'll be right back.
Forty Howe from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Kordak Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Of course, we'd have to look at as well in this discussion just a little bit about when Joseph Farah, you know, the authors here write in this article, A Christian Evangelical. It opens up another can of worms, unfortunately. There is considerable money not only to be made, apparently, in muckraking, certainly on the internet, blogosphere. There's also quite a bit of money to be made in the Christian Evangelical movement. There's a lot of money to be made when you have a television ministry. And you have to look into it really carefully. You know, on this network, Lee Rogers and Josh Rees have made a considerable study, or at least an inquiry into the nature of the Council for National Policy. And in my books, boxes, many boxes of books that I have, some of the books that came home from either a flea market or an auction sale, one of them was Tim LaHaye's You Are Engaged in the Battle for the Mind, Subtle Warfare. These are power books published years ago, and it has a lot to do with the beginning of the Council for National Policy. Of course, Tim LaHaye is the founder of the Council for National Policy, and so I read this book with enthusiasm, very carefully reading it and underlining and highlighting and all of the things that I love to do. But he dedicates this book to a Dr. Francis Schaeffer, the renowned philosopher prophet of the 20th century. Although we've never met personally, this is his words, not mine, I've admired him from a distance and greatly respect the enormous contribution his books, movies, seminars, and other teachings have made in the current awakening of our people to the dangers of humanism. I hope his warnings and those in this book are not too late. What is this? Dangers of humanism. Well, of course, you know, humanism really is the beginning of the Enlightenment. It's the beginning of what we then would understand as the Reformation. It's so difficult to rail against the humanists when the humanists of Johann Reuchlin and Philip Melanchthon and even Martin Luther and Desiderius Erasmus and Sir Thomas More and all those principal faces and names in the Protestant Revolution were themselves humanists, but apparently that's overlooked by Mr. LaHaye and the Council for National Policy and some pastors that make considerable hay on the radio. But there is an understanding here that the downside of the humanist movement, and especially the way it's been rolled out in the last 100 years, the advancement of humanism over what you would consider as your Bible-believing Christian faith has had a profound impact on how we find ourselves in this moral degeneracy today. So there's good and bad in all of these things, and you have to read very carefully. But as Joseph Farah here is styled by our authors as a Christian evangelical, so too one could say the same of Tim LaHaye and Jerry Falwell and the moral majority, all of which are covered in this book quite carefully as they built a system which in its final rollout has many of the same features that I came up with when I was looking at becoming vocal local. And it's amazing to me because when you're really on to something, when you're actually dealing with real truths, you'll find confirmations and second and third witnesses in many places. But until you come into the knowledge of the truth, you'll never have, you'll just walk by these things. But they talk very much about the same thing that I talk about here on this broadcast. And I'll just share just a little bit. He says, let's hear it for morality. And again, this is coming from the Christian evangelical side of things. But he says, let's hear it for morality. We moralists have been silent long enough, except for a few sporadic voices. Christians have somehow been reluctant to voice their political concerns. Since you now realize that we really represent the majority in this country, now you must raise your voice so all can hear. Of course, vocal, voice, it's all in the same line there. From your neighborhood to the State House and then to the White House. And I say that we begin in the local voting precinct and then into our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states, and then, yes, eventually to the national. So it's so much the same that he was driving at here when he wrote this book back in, let's see if I can get it quickly here. This was copyrighted in 1980, so 30 years ago, Tim LaHaye copyrighted this book. Let me continue. After carefully analyzing the data we had taken from Grassroots America, in the most comprehensive study we have ever done in the area of religion, George Gallup said Americans want a vocal church on spiritual, moral, and ethical matters. People of all faiths want churches and other religious organizations to speak out. However, there is a sharp divergence of opinion among members of various denominations and faiths when it comes to political and economic matters. This, of course, should not surprise us. The electrifying response of Americans, both Catholic and Protestant, to the Pope's visit to the United States in 1979 ought to communicate loudly That's that exclamation point at the end of become vocal local. It's an exclamation. It's a complete sentence. But again, he says, Protestants, the electrifying response of Americans, both Catholic and Protestant, to the Pope visit to the United States in 1979 ought to communicate loudly to Christian leaders throughout the country. Wherever he went, crowds appeared in greater numbers than anticipated, unexpectedly. Never in my lifetime has an international religious figure spoken out so aggressively on the issues that involve morality. This is kind of a blending here of theological differences between the Catholic and the Protestant. Here, this Christian evangelical moving Protestantism closer to Catholicism, closer to Judaism as they blend and merge it all together into new Christian Zionism. Dropping down a little further, the moral majority will follow, but they must hear a call to moral activism from their spiritual shepherds. Then it drops on, talks a little bit more about all of this. We must be more vocal in letting existing political leaders know our opinion on pending government actions that involve morals. To be specific, Christians should raise their voices from their homes, their churches, and places of business whenever matters come up regarding the following. Then he goes on and he lists out the things that he's opposed to or that they would come out against, I suppose. Abortion, homosexuality, pornography, prostitution, gambling, infanticide and euthanasia, parents' rights, drugs, religious humanism. If a sufficient number of Christians would speak out on the above issues, more than enough morally minded people in our land would act to stop our descent into amorality and return our nation to a moral self-respect. Make sure you never vote for anyone who does not share the above minimum moral convictions and encourage your friends to do the same. And then here, similar to my idea of Operation Clean Sweep, there's even more. But in this particular section, it talks about the Moral Majority, Inc., Incorporated, like NewWorldNetDaily.com, no doubt, Incorporated. Dr. Jerry Falwell, pastor of one of the largest churches in the country, is, in my opinion, again, this is Tim LaHaye writing, the most influential minister in America. He is watched early Sunday by over 15 million people, has founded the Liberty Baptist College, holds conferences and seminars for thousands of ministers annually, and conducts the largest God and country rallies in the nations. And my friends, just this past fall, there was a God and country rally here in Barry County, where I live. Several times he mentioned to me the need to start an organization that could reach the 110,000 Bible-believing pastors in the country in order to awaken the millions of sleeping moralists who are interested but uncommitted. After reviewing a Clean Up America survey, see, I say Operation Clean Sweep, he's saying, after reviewing a Clean Up America survey, in TV guides and newspapers, he, that would be Jerry Falwell, was convinced by the responses of over 2 million people that a sleeping giant was out there waiting for someone to lead them, anxious to do something. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side. I was rather surprised to find these words written in Tim LaHaye's book. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, right into a little bit of the market report, a little bit of market news, but mostly went through this article that we found out of the LA Times this morning in regards to Joseph Ferra having found his calling in Obama bashing the president, muckraking, and a fan of Bernstein and Woodward, the muckrakers from back in the early days of raising hell, and discussed a little bit of an intro from a pamphlet titled Raising Hell, published by Mother Jones magazine, and then started to dive into just a little bit from a book written by Tim LaHaye, the You Are Engaged in the Battle for the Mind, A Subtle Warfare, InfoWars, Battle for the Mind, this published back in 1980 by Tim LaHaye, Fleming H. Ravel Company. Anyway, And in this book, I'll say this for his writing. Whatever the ultimate rollout is or was of the Council for National Policy that was founded by Tim LaHaye, this book definitely shows where he was coming from. And as I've said many times before, whenever you start getting involved in an ism, evangelicalism, perhaps, Christian evangelicalism or Christian Zionism, whatever you get involved in an ism, if you dig in carefully and root around, you might and oftentimes will find the founder, as we have here. And then if you go in and root around and dig around enough in the founder's writings, you'll oftentimes find their faith statement. And I think this book pretty well sums it up. And then again, we never stop with that one individual. It's just like taking a look at Amitai Etzioni, whom some attribute the founder of communitarianism. You've got to go back and find where the mind came from and just keep going back through the hive mind, if you will. You can follow Tim LaHaye here back to a Dr. Francis Schaeffer, who he starts out his book saying he's dedicating this book to Dr. Francis Schaeffer, the renowned philosopher prophet of the 20th century. I would imagine if he was writing in honesty, Amitai Etzioni would extend credit to his college professor in Israel, Martin Buber. And if Martin Buber was writing and extended his credits, he would probably go back to Feuerbach. And if Feuerbach, as he always has, established his credits, you'd go back to William Friedrich Hegel. And Hegel, of course, was a disciple of Immanuel Kant. And you can just keep right on walking backwards in time, and you get an understanding of the foundational philosophies that come to make up the minds of different bodies of belief systems. Belief, belief. We always go to belief, you know. Go back and look at the foundation of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Rum, Romanism and Rebellion. 1884, the preachers were coming out against the Democratic Party, much to the chagrin of the Republican Party at the time. But nevertheless, Rum, Romanism and Rebellion, the brand that was being stabbed onto the Democratic Party by the Republicans in that presidential election. So I'll just give you a little bit here about the Moral Majority, Inc. Again, Dr. Jerry Falwell, pastor of one of the most one of the largest churches in the country, the founder of Liberty Baptist College, the God and Country rallies, and so on. We'll pick that all up right when we get back, and we'll talk about Greg Dixon and some of the other early Moral Majority Inc. folk.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so after reviewing a Clean Up America survey in TV guides and newspapers, Jerry Falwell was convinced by the responses of over 2 million people that a sleeping giant was out there waiting for someone to lead them. Wake up, America, right? It's time to wake up. When did I wake up? When did you wake up? So we have to understand some of the roots where the movements and the influences have come from. that influence our daily lives, whether we are seeking truth or whether, like the Masonic Brotherhood, we're just looking for more and more light. Always more light. The sleeping giant was out there waiting for someone to lead them, anxious to do something before it was too late to stop the destruction of our nation. Sound familiar? Dr. Greg Dixon, pastor of the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, and I were asked by Dr. Falwell to serve on the board of directors of Moral Majority, Inc. Dr. Bob Billings, past president of Hiles Anderson College in Hammond, Indiana, has become the executive director later. Dr. James Kennedy, famous soul-winning Presbyterian pastor of Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Dr. Charles Stanley, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Atlanta, Georgia, were added to the board. Upon opening an office in Washington, D.C., we have compiled a list of 80,000 pastors and begun a bi-weekly newspaper to keep pastors and their people informed of pro-moral, pro-life, pro-family, and pro-American issues as they arise. American values. George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, Phyllis Schlafly. The first appeal for funds that went out from Moral Majority, Inc. told the recipient four times that his gift was not tax deductible, but people were so concerned for their country that they responded anyway. Our goal is to start a Moral Majority chapter in every state in the Union. Five area men in charge of 10 states each are already actively organizing. We have launched a nationwide voter registration drive in response to recent surveys that indicate that there are over 8 to 10 million unregistered voters in our country. That is a sin. Curious blending there of words. If all the Christians in America voted for the presidential candidate who took the strongest stand on morality and defense of the family, we could easily make the difference in the next election. Both Presidents Kennedy and Carter won their election by margins of less than 2 million votes. Gallup says there are 60 million Christians 18 years old and over. Several of the outstanding pastors in America have agreed to help us conduct seminars for pastors throughout the land in the greatest attempt ever made to encourage ministers and Christians to stand up and speak out against the further erosion of our moral fiber. Dr. Falwell, Dr. Jerry Falwell, is quoted in one of the leading secular magazines as predicting that, quote, during the next 10 or 15 years, Bible-believing ministers will become the most influential leaders in the country. This, again, written in 1980 by Tim LaHaye, the founder of the Council for National Policy. During the next 10 or 15 years, Bible-believing ministers will become the most influential leaders in the country, Dr. Jerry Falwell wrote. He's the founder of the Moral Majority Incorporated, which at the time was located at 420 C Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. Zip code is 20002. To those, again back to the words of Tim LaHaye, to those who insist that ministers ought not get involved in politics, I would propose two explanations. We wouldn't have to if politicians would confine themselves to government, economics, and national defense. But today, they're intruding into areas of morality and the family, attempting to legislate outside their domain. We would do well to study the message of John the Baptist and the prophet Jonah, who cried out, "Repent or perish." The ministries of Daniel, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and other prophets greatly affected the political spheres of their days. So this is a resurgence, then, of the what many consider to be, especially in the Patriot community, their right place for the pastors, the right place for the preachers, the right place for the ministers. And the idea of the separation of church from state has been perverted over the years by a wrong interpretation of those words and the intent of the legislature, which we spoke about yesterday and we'll talk about perhaps again today. It is time that our nation's leaders consult Bible-believing ministers who represent the largest single group in America, instead of the directors of the Gay Rights Task Force or the National Organization of Women or other amoral special interest groups. That will only happen if we vote out of office all those whose voting records prove they are amoral or are confused about morality, replacing them with individuals who are openly biblical on moral and family issues. And now you can understand just a little bit more, perhaps, about the poetry and the pageantry of presidential and senatorial campaigns and all the baby kissing and all of the times you see these great leaders carrying a Bible with them as they walk into a church, right? It doesn't tell you what they do with their aides and staffers in the back room. And it doesn't tell you what the ministers might be doing in the back rooms of their churches, but it definitely paints this picture. The number of ministers who feel this way is growing rapidly. In fact, this again is Tim LaHaye, I have attended meetings in Washington where pastors of the largest churches, denominations, and church groups have expressed the same concern. At one such meeting, it was pointed out that the 60 million born-again Christians are totally ignored by our government leaders. We are the largest minority in the country. Here's a parenthetically, one in five adults, according to Gallup, close parentheses, yet not one cabinet member or high-level government appointee is known to be born again, hence the born-again Christian. The shrub, Jorge Bush, led to the Lord as he was at the compound in Kennebunk by Billy Graham. Billy Graham, high-level Mason, if my memory serves me right. America didn't hesitate to call on us during wartime, and the battle that engages us today is far more dangerous to the nation than any we have known before. And then they go on, and they talk about the myriad of family organizations, pro-family organizations that have been formed, the Concerned Women for America, the organization that was formed by Beverly LaHaye, Tim LaHaye's wife, Family America. They created another group called Family America, and so on. Here's a little bit more along that line of the separation of church and state. And the truth about church separation of church and state. Let me get this one first. Well, we'll go into this break. We'll come back and hit that a couple of licks. And then maybe we'll go into Scientology. Why not?
Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America. Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And we have returned once again, and certainly I would just remind you throughout the day, I know I could just easily burn up the whole broadcast by playing clips that are coming out of Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum, but you can play them at your leisure if you're interested. www.weforum.org, weforum.org. You got live broadcasting coming out of Davos, Switzerland. These are the movers and the shakers. There's over 2,500 of the globalists, the global travelers, the fellow travelers, the master blasters of finance, the public-private partnerships, the heads of the major banking houses, central banking figures, etc. Keep your eyes peeled on what's happening. It's going to be running all week this week, the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th. And we go live now. Let's bring up our caller, Ed from Louisiana. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Will. It's good to hear from you, man. I appreciate you taking my call. Look, there's a couple of things you're hitting on here that I'm really interested in making a couple of comments on, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. the first one is the how people co-op a ideology by saying, for instance, you got your group that calls themselves the moral majority. This moral majority that call themselves that are actually anything but moral. They're the same ones that I believe are considered the ones that have the place on C Street, the Brotherhood of the Family, they call themselves. You've heard of these people?
I surely have.
Okay, well, this brotherhood of people who decide that they are the moral majority, they co-opt all ideologies of the things that they consider conservative values. And they're anything but moral, though. These are the same people that are say that it's wrong to have an abortion, but then they turn around and go send people off and to die at war and murder people haphazardly and with impunity, I might add. So they are not the moral majority. They're anything but. And this Tim LaHaye, isn't he the same one that wrote the book about the Rapture series, the Left Behind series? Is that the same Tim LaHaye?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm familiar with the series, but I've never read them, and so I don't have the thread nor the author in mind. It very well might be.
So what he's actually saying is that when they brought forth this rapture theory, they're better than everybody else. It doesn't matter whether you're doing good or evil. It just matters whether or not you believe in this, and you're going to get raptured. That's what they're doing. They say, well, we're better than you. We're better than everybody else. We don't have to stay here and suffer. We're going to just go to sleep one night and wake up in heaven because we're going to get raptured.
Well, I had the opportunity, and I've got a confirmation on that. It is indeed the Left Behind series is a Tim LaHaye process. Thank you, Mike, for posting that on the Skype call. Yeah, you know, it's very likely. Now, I had the opportunity 2 years ago, I think, Ed, at a local fair, a county fair, where we had a booth. We were trying to get people to sign the petition to stop NAIS here in Missouri, which ultimately that we were able to accomplish, but at least slow it down. But during the process, I must have talked to maybe, I was there 8-9 hours a day for 4 or 5 days. I must have talked to perhaps at least 200, maybe 300 people. And I had a lot of people that were just flat out not interested. They had a view one way or a view the other way. But it was most disappointing, the most devastating I have felt throughout all the time period was that I had a young man and his wife, and they were probably in their 30s, and they looked like they, you know, were relatively well off, not overly, but they were not dressed poorly. Anyway, but it was most disappointing when they said they looked at the information and they just looked up at me and they said, well, we don't have to worry about that. We won't be here. And I said, well, no matter where you go, on the planet, you're going to still have to deal with the National Animal Identification System because it's going to impact our food system, our food supply. And he says, no, you don't understand. He says, we won't be here. We'll be raptured out.
Ain't that a very good mind-blowing brainwashed system mated with this rapture theory? And there's no evidence whatsoever of this in the Bible. You would think that an event that so impact humanity and mankind would be well documented in the Bible, whom they decide was God's word, you know. And here's another thing I want to talk about, this whole ideology about being born again. These born-again Christians are anything but born of God. These born-again Christians, they go into the dark to become enlightened. And it's a ritual where they do their own, they do an enactment of their own death. And it's considered the death ritual. That's why they're the death cult. And when they do that death ritual and they do it in the dark, and they still say, even George H.W. Bush, when he was asked, are you a Christian? All he would say is, I'm born again. Well, born again can mean two different ways. You can be born again after going into the light, or you can be after going into the dark. That's your own death enactment, your own death ritual. And when you die, your real death, that's where you go when you die. So these people who go to the cross to die on the cross, they call themselves Christians. Therefore, those who die on the cross die in the dark. They're the, and I don't need to say any more about that. But here's what people really don't understand, is when you're baptized into the Holy Spirit, you go into the light and bathed in the ocean of light. And you can be that's considered baptism by water. When you go into the light and you're baptized into the light. But when these people who go into the dark to be initiated into a cult, the death cult, they go into the dark, and they're initiated into the dark. And that's the difference in this. They're both baptized into the spirit and have the same connection with the spirit world. But you can go into the dark to become enlightened, or you go into the light. And that's just what they do. They go into the dark to become enlightened, and they call themselves Christians because they die on the cross.
Well,
okay, Will, that's all for today, man.
Okay, thanks a lot for your call, Ed. Really appreciate your calling in. Always good information, and I appreciate hearing from Ed. Let's go ahead and pick up. We've got a couple, Brian in Arizona and Sam in Missouri. Let's go live to Sam in Missouri. And good morning. Let's see if we're waiting. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's see. We're getting there. We're trying for it. Let's see. Let's try it one more time. It's trying. Oh, let's see. Hold on right there, Sam. Let's try this one over here. There we go. We're going to pick up Brian in Arizona first, and maybe after Brian's call, we'll be able to go live to Sam. Good morning, Brian.
Oh, hey, very interesting story on 60 Minutes. I just caught it on the Internet that 50 to 75% of all homes will be foreclosed on before this debacle
And
I'm seeing mass vacancies. I'm just driving through Goodyear. Half of a strip center's vacant. I'm seeing brand new buildings in Gilbert where they're totally dark. I think it's going to be more like 80 to 85% of all homes will be foreclosed on because everything's so underwater. When these alt A's reset, everybody's just going to walk.
Well, certainly when we talk about all homes being foreclosed, we need to let the listeners that are not aware of it, anybody that owns their own home, of course, as long as they're able to continue paying their annual tax rent to Caesar, they'll be exonerated from this. But certainly those people out there that didn't choose well, didn't have a wise counsel or a good understanding of economics when they took out their mortgages, they may definitely find themselves upside down. But for all of the people that came in underqualified, I think they're going to be in real trouble, especially those that are now unemployed. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I tell you what's even worse. The fools that are continuing to buy now, they're saying that this market is going to go down another 30% in the next year to a year and a half. And even if it goes down 10 or 15, the fools now who are buying these FHA loans with 3% down will be underwater in 6 months or a year.
Okay, hold it right there. We're going into a break. We'll be back on the other side and continue Brian's calls and try and pick up Sam in Missouri. Stay with us.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned. The call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on the topics we've been discussing this morning, you're certainly welcome to do so, as Brian from Arizona has done. Let's go back to Brian in Arizona. Continue, Brian.
Well, and the sad thing is you call these realtors, and I know how to set people up, and you talk to them, and you say, hey, what's the market doing? Well, actually, they say the numbers are coming up in Scottsdale. I go, what do you mean? Well, starting last July, the median price was, I said, don't give me that median price garbage. You get trends where people buy $250,000 houses, and then when the financing moves up, they wind up buying $400,000 houses. So the median means nothing. I say, you give me Pulte, plan number 2078B, 2,180 square feet. Tell me what the price per foot was sold with these amenities in July, what it was in October, what it was in December is now. And they say, oh, well, you're very smart to understand that. I said, well, you know what? When you sell $60 million worth of land and you make $800,000 in 8 months, you get real smart about real estate, and you know how to ferret through the BS of real estate agents like you who lie through their teeth to get people to buy houses when you know, in fact, the market is descending into the pits of hell. And it's going to go down another 15 to 30%. But you word it as though the median price is coming up when that means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, one of the other things that's in here, another factor that gets overlooked oftentimes is, and having been a realtor myself, I can appreciate this, but when there's a difference between a listing price and a sales price, and that's one of the most difficult things to extract out of any kind of data that you read, because you could have lots of houses on the market, let's say at $200,000, but if you had the access to the real numbers and you found out that those houses were selling for $125,000 and that the sellers were taking a $75,000 bath, then we'd have a better picture. But we don't get that out of the daily news, do we?
Well, your MLS will give you that. It has an actual list price and a sales price, and it will only have a star or an asterisk to denote to you that the price has been changed or altered. So it may have started at $350,000, and then they bounced it to $380,000, and then they bounced it to $330,000 and $300,000 and $270,000. And so you'll see the $270,000 price with a sale price to $250,000. So you won't know where that house started. All you'll notice is an asterisk which says this was a changed price from whatever the original price was. So you don't know that they started at $350,000, had to go to $270,000, and then sold it for $250,000. All you know is somewhere the price was changed to $270,000 and it's $250,000. But if you have access through the realtor side of MLS out here in Arizona, that's what you'll find.
Exactly. And that's the important information that, again, we just don't find in the statistics from EconoDay or any of these the reports, you know, what the real story is in your area. And so a lot of people out there, they might think, well, you know, you call your local realtor and things are going along all swimmingly. But you really do have to go in and dig, and you need to have a close relationship with the realtor to be able to access the listing information that you can get from a multiple listing service like that. Really good information always, Brian. Thanks for calling in. I've got to go along now and see if I can pick up Sam from Missouri. Let's see if we can do that now and go live to Sam in Missouri. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I didn't start off on this topic, but I'm here now.
That was a good topic. He was talking about Tim LaHaye and the moral majority, because one of the things that has always bothered me with this, and I'm one who's come out of the churches. I started smelling rats when Rick Warren came along, but since then, been doing a lot of research into this rapture issue. It's the perfect brainwashing scenario if you want global government, because what you do is you convince the masses that that if they dare tamper with this agenda, that they're going against the will of God, and you got them right where you want them. And you're referring to Tim LaHaye was one of the authors of the book Left Behind.
Okay, great.
And Woody Jenkins was the other.
And what was the second author?
Woody Jenkins.
Okay, Woody Jenkins. Well,
they're both D&D.
Yeah. Okay. What a series those were. And yeah, that the Purpose Driven Church. I have that book. It was left behind in one of these boxes of books that I picked up at a flea market, and I haven't read it yet. But this kind of stuff really does open it up. You know, we look at all of the various. You know, I use the term pluralism a lot. It's all of these groups. And there's just as much of this pluralist taint in the churches as well as any other. If you can think of it as having all of the Catholics and all of the Mormons and all of the Baptists and all the Methodists and this universal councils of churches all sitting around the table, you would think that they would be on the floor in a brawl, but they're not. They're in bed with the beast.
Oh, absolutely, and the CFR and the CNP are all in bed together too. So people need to understand that issue. The other mention too is people need to do a little history into the issue of the Rapture Doctrine because that's an interesting history into itself. Margaret MacDonald was the woman's name who during a period of extreme illness had a vision in 1835 of this thing, and the churches just ran with it. They have nothing more to stand on than just this vision that this Margaret MacDonald had during her illness, and that's it, and yet they're running with it like it's the absolute truth.
Well, it's amazing to me. There's no doubt about it. The mysteries of religion, you go all the way back to the very beginning. You know, we talk about the Dark Ages, and there's a reason for that. The Dark Ages was kind of a box that was put down over the Asiatics, over the Mediterranean area, in the rise of the Catholic Church, in the rise of Christianity. They call it Oriental despotisms. We've covered that when we went into the history of civilizations. But it was out of the Dark Ages, if you will, the mind-forged manacles. It was out of that that came then the Renaissance or the Enlightenment. And yet, so at the same time, so many of the people that were instrumental in bringing on the Protestant Reformation were actually humanists. And then to find the Tim LaHaye and the Council for National Policy railing against the humanists or coming out against the Greeks is kind of amazing, too. I think we dropped. Are you still with me, Sam? No, Sam dropped. Well, we've got a couple of minutes left in this segment, Sam. If you want to call back in, I'll bring you right back up on air. Sometimes Skype will do that. I didn't disconnect you, Sam. It just dropped out. But let's go into Scientology for a few minutes here in the remaining moments of this section. I have a friend that is a garbage man, of all things. And from time to time, something is thrown out in a box, and he just picks it up and brings it along to me because he's always looking for stuff. He knows where I'm coming from on this broadcast. But he brought me issue number 32, the International Scientology News, celebrating 2005. So this is a few years back. And this is a big, glossy 12 by 12 type of a thing. Very, very expensive printing publication. But this is basically their issue number 32, celebrating 2005, a year of global impact, published by the Church of Scientology. And it's rather interesting. L. Ron Hubbard is, of course, the founder of all of that. His visions is what this is running on. But let me just give you this, The Road to Truth by L. Ron Hubbard, quickly, the founder of Scientology, International Scientology News. Now, he writes, we're essentially in the business of individuals, and you must never forget that. On the road to truth, you are in the business of individuals. Most organizations, as they exist on Earth today, exist in their first instant of genus on the fact that they could not handle an individual, one individual. The failure to handle that one individual then brought about not their demise, but their construction. All organizations on this planet today can be evolved from the first moment of failure to handle one individual. They couldn't handle him. They couldn't understand him. They couldn't reach him. They couldn't help him, and they couldn't solve his problems. And so they set up an organization to do it. That organization directly and immediately evolves from their failure to handle that individual. Now, this doesn't tell you that this is true of all the third dynamic activities. This only says, quote, Earth, and this only says, quote, aberrated third dynamic activities. So now he's drifting off into his own theological underpinning. In Scientology, we're probably the only organization that has any capability at all of going in the direction of a clear third dynamic, and we're going in that direction. We never forget we're handling an individual. Well, we'll pick up that and L. Ron Hubbard in the Church of Scientology, the final segment of today's broadcast. Stay with us.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Cordy Howe from Cordite Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With GadstonTees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Have returned in our last segment of today's broadcast. Folks, if you want to call in, you'll have to do it quickly. 866-841-1065. We've been able to restore our connection with a good friend and caller from Missouri, Sam. Sam, back to you.
Yeah, I won't keep you. I was just going to say one last thing on this whole thing, Will, and that is that if you take the time to read through the Gospels in the Scriptures, Christ had the biggest rebuke for the Sadducees and the Pharisees, which were, of course, the religious leaders and people of that time. And it's exactly the same nonsense that's going on today. And I would suggest that people think long and hard before they just fall for just anything. I mean, nothing is ever as it seems, and you'll find that in today's churches and in the groups that claim to be the want to be the moral leaders of this country, that nothing is as it seems there either.
Absolutely. You can go to Luke and pick up on that. It says in Luke 11 of 39, and the Lord said unto him, this is a red letter edition, these would be words attributed to Christ, now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Woe unto you Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves which appear not, and are men that walk over them are not aware of them. Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. Can't be much clearer.
Says it all, don't it, Will?
Pretty much wraps it up for me, Sam. I'll tell you what. Oh, my.
Well, that's all I had. Just keep plugging away there, guy. I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Sam. Always appreciate it. Well, yeah, there you go. Sam from Missouri, microbroadcaster. Always absolutely enjoy knowing that he's carrying the broadcast to his local listening audiences and Good Morning Owensville. But I just feel, folks, sometimes when we look at all of these things, that if I don't tell you that we are in a Mailu, if I don't tell you that we're in the middle of a maelstrom, if I don't tell you every day that the storm is raging over our heads, I wouldn't be doing you any service here at all. We can talk about law, we can talk about history, we can talk about the United Nations and all of the various and sundry isms that are out there. But if we don't realize that there is a battle going on, and it is a battle for our minds, and for whatever good or bad, ugly or evil, Tim LaHaye had it pretty well squared away. So oftentimes that is the case. In the very beginning, somebody comes out. Maybe Joseph Farah, when he first started writing, he came out and we had Woodward and Bernstein in mind, this idea of muckraking and digging in and doing the research and bringing out the news and making, you know, the truth the greatest banner and calling of his life. And for his efforts and all of that, now he's, you know, himself a $10 million a year man. But L. Ron Hubbard, maybe he had something going on in his little house, the little rambler that he started out when he started the Church of Scientology on his road to truth. And now look at what it is all about. But anyway, going back here to L. Ron Hubbard, we never forget we're handling an individual. And I never forget I'm handling an individual. I'm not handling people ever. I'm handling you and you and you and you. Because you are truth. I don't care what you look at as truth to begin with or what you'll look at as truth at the end of the line. If there's any truth to be found, you're it. If there's any truth to be known, it'll be you who will know it. And beyond that and outside of it, there isn't any truth. Now you see what I'm talking about as the road to truth. Again, these are the words of L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of the Church of Scientology. There is no truth in the mass of things. There is no truth in moral codes. Truth isn't to be found there, only agreements. But in the final analysis, there is truth to be found, and there is a road to truth. You have that within you, and every time you look at a human being, you see it in him. And as you know what it is about, the more you know about it, the more you understand it, the less these factors will trouble you. So don't worry about you being on the road to truth. And that it's very adventurous line, or me being on the road to truth, shucks, we're almost all there. Behind us lies the most thorny, messed up track you've ever saw in your life. Wouldn't navigate it again for a box of biscuits. But the truth of the matter is, well, we're there. The road's behind us. We'll only retreat from our positions to the degree we don't realize this fact, that you can't embark upon clearing a planet or an individual diffidently without to some degree seeing it through to a final conclusion. And your only disasters will simply stem from your failure to follow that road all the way through. think them over, mark them up sometimes along the line, and you'll see how true these words are. Now, that's L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology. Quite the deal. Quite the rollout, to be certain. A global force of effective help. Volunteer ministers bringing one-on-one help to millions in 2005. The volunteer minister hours. Oh, my. I'll tell you, like the Red Cross, like the Salvation Army, all of these various and sundry groups. You've got to be a good economist. You've got to watch the bottom line. You've got to be sharp in the things you donate your money to. You can donate millions of dollars to charities, but you've got to be out in the trenches. You've got to be out on the street to see whether or not only 750,000 made it to the people. As some say, I don't care how much money is in circulation, just allow me to make 1 or 2% on that, and I too will be rich very soon. The ending psychiatry's reign of terror, this is another one of the big things for the Scientologists. They're opening a new psychiatry and industry of death museum on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights International is what they've got, a big banner here on the front of the building. But our global campaign to raise public confront of evil and right the planetary wrongs took on an entirely new dimension in 2005. It started at the 21st IAS anniversary event with the announcement of CCHR's Psychiatry Global Demolition Campaign and continued with an up-to-the-minute briefing from Chairman of the Board RTC at our New Year's event. Psychiatry will always remember 2005 as the year we took the gloves off to raise public confront, said Mr. Miscavige. They're really down on psychiatry, and rightly so. They've got a museum in here, inside the Industry of Death Museum. Graphic displays accompanied by 14 documentaries reveal the cruel and criminal past of the present and of the planetary SPs. Torture and death sold as miracle cures, blah, blah, blah. You should see the inside of this museum that they've built, a real gem, no doubt about it. A real gem indeed. So Scientology does all manner of things. Here's another one. Rebuilding a civilization from the ground up with the L. Ron Hubbard technique or tech. Able International President Rene Weinberg gave an in-depth review of our rock-bottom salvage operations throughout 2005, starting with a strategic overview of dealings with planetary scourges. We live in a global world, interdependent world. Interdependent economically, socially, and politically these days, and certainly out of Davos, Switzerland, as I was busy watching videos and not gathering news this morning, the reports and the seminars and all of the various symposium that are going on over there today and throughout the week. We'll talk about it again tomorrow, no doubt. But the master blasters are planning out the next year, the next economic moves. And they're not forecasting the gloom and doom that you get out of some of the gold brokers. They are holding the levers of power. As Maurice Strong said in the introduction to Agenda 21, they hold the levers of power, the captains of finance and industry. They're not put off by all of the disruptions. They're not put off by the vagaries in the housing market. They're not put off by the breadlines and the Obama villages, tent cities. They're not put off by that. They're not even affected by it so much. But they're looking for a slow and steady retrenchment and a recovery, and we'll follow that throughout the week. Thanks for listening this morning. Thanks for the callers for calling in. And until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster.
Using a patented process, sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with sonic plugs. Now get a free sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.